Just about all of us have seen a picture of the Jolly Green Giant. But have you ever seen what the back of the Jolly Green Giant looks like? Why do I ask? Well, it was a challenge here in Blue Earth, Minnesota, and I'll tell you why on this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. Farming and land ownership comes with a share of liabilities, and you need an insurance company to help protect you. But when it comes down to it, what you really need is an individual who truly understands what you deal with each day and knows how to help you see what you may have overlooked. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm and ranch insurer in the nation. They have farm-certified agents. That's right, agents that are specifically trained to handle the needs of farmers. I know there was a lot I'd overlooked, and that's why we created short videos to help address those key concerns. Go to nationwide.com/Andrew. That's nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host quick shows on important topics to help you protect your next.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Drive into Blue Earth, Minnesota, and you'll find a giant watching over the town.
He is 55 feet tall and has a size 78 shoe. Once you get up onto the platform, it's kind of overwhelming how big he is.
Megan Hansen-Hayes is speaking of the Jolly Green Giant, who's been standing here near the interstate since 1978. He pays homage to the Green Giant Canning Company that operates in Blue Earth. She has many interesting facts to share, including the fact that before he was built, we'd only seen his face on a can of vegetables.
When they went to have him built, they had never photographed him from behind, so they had to bring in an artist to figure out what his backside would look like.
You can see all sides of the Jolly Green Giant here today. And just like all of us, the giant needs to clean up every once in a while.
He gets a wash once a year. The Blue Earth Fire Department come out and spray him down good.
There's a small museum here as well that does a great job of sharing the story of the giant and the company over the years.
It's a room full of just amazing memorabilia, items that they have been willing to share with us, showing the history of the canning company.
For residents here, there's much more than the giant. It's a place where many have worked over time.
It's a good summer job to get. I think everybody had to take one summer to work during PAC. A lot of kids come home just to do that because in 4 months they work you really hard, but it's a rite of passage.
He's certainly worth a stop off the interstate to see. A giant most of us have known for practically all of our lives. Here in a town that cans many of its vegetables. Traveling the countryside in Blue Earth, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCrae.